Welcome to Golden Mastermind Seminars Radio with your host, Jeffrey Combs.
Jeffrey Combs, President and Founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated, 2-4 Tuesday. Good afternoon, everyone. Good, looking forward to connecting with you. Just sending a message here. Someone wants to know how to get onto the call. Welcome, everyone. It's my privilege and pleasure to be here with you. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I am the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Welcome to 2-4 Tuesday. A privilege and pleasure to be here with you. Welcome. Just taking a few notes here, getting ready to move into the inspirational portion of today's call. Good afternoon, everyone. Beautiful Tuesday afternoon, 2-4 Tuesday. Just going to let the call populate, and then we'll move into the inspirational part today. How are you this evening? Michael Stroop, good to see you. Scott Lucas, good to see you. Welcome, everyone. It is an absolute privilege and pleasure to be here. Jeffrey Feldman, welcome, everyone. Joe Casper, Joe, congratulations on your transition to Florida. I did see that you have moved there. Good afternoon, everyone. It's going to be a great Facebook Live this afternoon. Sandra, good to see you in Canada. Scott, how are you this afternoon? Michael, so today it is official. Well, yesterday it was official, but more airlines have complied. The mask mandate is over. What does that mean? It means that I will be booking some events, some in Stockton and some in, I can guarantee I'll be speaking in at least one of three cities in Florida. That would be Tampa, Fort Lauderdale, and or Orlando. And then I will also be in Orange County, California, and I will bring back some of my events to Stockton, California. Those are the cities right now that I will commit to. Kira's on today's Facebook Live, and Kira and I will also discuss Billings, Montana. Now, the situation has changed for me as a speaker because there are fewer people flying, there are less lanes, and I do not speak in events that I can't fly direct. So I'll be looking at some of the cities where I can fly to, and I will do a few events this year. So I will let you know ASAP, and I will definitely be bringing back a version of Breakthroughs to Success and or Protégé Writer Speakers Workshop, but they're going to be different. They're not going to be what I used to host 2.5 years ago. I have evolved from that event, and so it'll be a let go to, it'll be whatever it is. It's going to be let go. It'll be a let go event. So it'll be more specialized on the specifics and the mechanics of letting go in even deeper detail than they have in the past. Now, today's Facebook Live is on letting go of avoiding procrastination, procrastinari, meaning to avoid. Now, this is the second version of my, this is the best-selling book, The Procrastination Cure. This book had me on The Balancing Act on Lifetime Television in 2012. Mary Lou Henner interviewed me on a radio station on National Public Radio. So this book was a bestseller. It was in every Barnes & Noble in America today, and practically every one. It was also translated into 4 different languages. I seldom ever even mention this book, but here it is in, I'm not even sure what language this is. This is Chinese, this is Portuguese, this is Brazil, and I believe this is, I don't even remember what language this is, but this is one of the 4, so that book was published in 4 different languages, a minor bestseller for me. I occasionally get a royalty check every once in a while from my agent for about $1,000 a year. So it wasn't a major bestseller, but still it was in every Barnes & Noble. And so I became an expert on procrastination in the 2000s. So from 2000 to 2010 is when I compiled the content, the data, to be able to assist people to understand why they procrastinate. Procrastination is a cause. It's not the effect. I'm sorry. Procrastination is an effect. It's not the cause. The cause are the events that shape the feelings that keep you avoiding. If you find yourself a chronic debtor, an under-earner, an underachiever, if you find yourself getting ready to get ready, if you find yourself with a good intention poor delivery, if you can't get your car in your garage, if you're chronically late, if you're behind on bills, if you're behind on taxes, if you tell yourself you're going to do something and don't, if you tell yourself you're going to go to the gym and don't, if you're holding on to weight that you have not released, these are all components of chronic avoiding. When chronic avoiding becomes chronic, it creates a brain fog. And the brain fog that it creates affects these situations right here. This is the hippocampus. This is how emotions and trauma held on to narcissistic perpetrators. So the hippocampus, then there's the amygdala, and there's the prefrontal cortex. And these are just some of the notes that I have taken down over a period of time so that I have a better understanding of why we do what we do. When you're a chronic procrastinator, the effect of it is a brain fog. The reason you're a chronic procrastinator is not because you procrastinate. It's because of trauma bonds that have become panic patterns. A trauma bond is someone that you grew up with that was chronically criticizing you. You're chronically overwhelmed in your household. There's alcoholism, men and women coming and going, moving parts, moving partners. You take on the role of being a grown-up before your time. You're giving your money to your parents. Any multitude of situations. You're over with this parent, then you're with this parent, and now there's four parents because they've changed, and then there's six parents, and there's eight parents, and then you see your parents in violence. You're driving down the road with your father, who is in road rage, and he gets in fights on the side of the road. He chases people. He gets out and pulls a gun on someone, and you're sitting there in absolute fight or flight. Or you're in cheerleading, you're in sports, and no matter what you do, it is not good enough. You're a good student, but good is not good enough, and you're criticized because an A minus isn't an A plus, and an A isn't an A plus. Or I've asked this at many of my live events. How many of you were beaten? Now, this is specific. How many of you were beaten by a mother with a wooden spoon? Not a ruler, not a metal spoon, not a fly swatter, not a newspaper rolled up, a wooden spoon. At my events, those of you who have attended have sat there and you have said, you have raised your hand. And those of you who have been at my Breakthroughs to Success events, when I ask that question, over half of the room has been beaten with a wooden spoon. Scott is raising his hand. So that means the panic pattern you're in is actually when you get beaten, it's a relief because you go, ah. Oh. So that neurochemical feeling right there, that release. So Wojo said a leather belt. Oh my God, grades never good enough. Mom was always chasing the boys with a wooden spoon. Barbara says a hairbrush. Some of you are going to have other answers to these situations. So what is that breadboard? Barbara said breadboard. So what, leather belt? So Barbara had a multitude of tools and a switch. Now, if you had to go to the tree and take the switch off the tree, there's a high probability that you developed hay fever on the way to that tree, meaning that the pollen, the grass, the dandelions, the tree bark can have an effect on you, on your immune system, your respiratory system. So the hay fever, the repressed feelings, the stuffed feelings, the feelings that come from these beatings. And this is what begins to create procrastination, because you're not good enough. What's the use? And when you live in this acute perfection of not being able to do it perfectly, then avoidance becomes a way of life. So Barbara, I was born with asthma. Barbara says COPD. And then if you go to the medical community, they're going to give you a series of red pills and blue pills. And then there's the acronyms around them, ADD, ADHD, PTSD, and all these other acronyms that then lead you to the pharmacies of the world. So Scott says it's no longer affecting me now. Good. That's what letting go is, a separation of the feelings and the events that shape them, so you're no longer the trauma bonds that affect your feelings. When you are absolutely letting go, you are no longer connected to those emotions. You're no longer the emotional being that holds on to this. Procrastination is a complete waste of energy. If you just came on the Facebook Live, this was the second version of my book, From Procrastination to Production. This is the publisher's version, The Procrastination Cure. I sold this in 2011, became a minor bestseller and it ended up, this is actually Tibetan, ended up in four different languages. This is Tibet, this is Brazilian, and this is Chinese. Four different languages, English, Chinese, whatever the Tibetan language is, and American and Brazilian. So that book has been around the world. I think I've sold around 100,000 copies of that book in four different languages. So that means that I became an expert in understanding why people procrastinate. So procrastination is an effect and it's not a cause. Procrastination is anchored in avoidance. Avoiding success is one of the most common commonalities. Avoiding letting go. Avoiding being sober. Avoiding being in sobriety. Avoiding being in recovery. Any multitude of situations, because that would contradict the payoff that we hold on to. When you continue to tell yourself you're not good enough and you showcase you're not good enough by relationships you stay in, your relationships are disasters, you're overwhelmed all the time, you're behind, you're unorganized, you're undisciplined. These are the effects of being overwhelmed. Procrastination is linked to the emotion of being overwhelmed. I can't clean my garage out. I don't know what I'll do with this stuff. I got to hold on to it. It might be worth something someday. I better keep it. I mean, this is what happens to many people. This is how hoarding, and then when you get so overwhelmed, you don't know where to start. That's a very common, and so if you can't find your countertop and your desk is a disaster, if you go, but I can find things, but if that's what you say, and if you have stacks of mail, I've seen many people have stacks of mail, or you do your laundry when you're out of clothes, or you do your laundry and you don't fold it, or you do your laundry and you leave your laundry in the washer, you do your laundry and you leave it in the dryer, and you take out pieces of clothing in the dryer one at a time, not folding the clothes. These are signs of acute procrastination, acute avoidance tendencies. I once coached someone who did not pay taxes for 15 years. I coached someone who didn't pay taxes for 30 years. I coached someone who didn't pay taxes for 11 years. I mean, this is a common theme for many people. They start avoiding and then avoiding compounds. Now, if you are serious, not curious, if you're committed and not interested about changing your behavior, then understanding the cause that creates the effect of why you do what you do is one component. Acceptance of the situation without feeling shame. Acknowledging that this is what I do, and then starting to step into the power of release and letting go. Letting go is the separation of a feeling and event. So these events actually happened. That's the acceptance. I was sexually abused. I was traumatized. I was neglected. I was abandoned. I was rejected. I was ridiculed. I was singled out at school. I wasn't good enough. I was overwhelmed. I was overweight. I fucked up. I choked in a basketball game. I was reminded 4 years ago and the person was attempting to humiliate me, but reminded me that I bumped a referee in a high school basketball game, which actually happened. I completely repressed that feeling. That means I had pressed it down and forgot about it. Now, for those of you who played high school sports, imagine this. In a basketball game, I'm a very skilled high school basketball player. We're playing a team called Sydney, Iowa, right below Omaha, Nebraska. I get my fifth foul in a varsity game in my senior year. I foul out of the game. I feel we're getting homered. That's a basketball term when you're at an away game and the ref is one-sided. So I foul out. I bump the ref. I get confrontational with him. I get one of these. It's called a technical foul. Cassie, you know what that means. I get a technical foul and I get exited from the gymnasium. A humiliating experience that I stuffed and repressed. My coach had to go to the Iowa High School Athletic Association and petition for me to not get kicked off for the rest of the season. I got to finish the season, but I took that event and stuffed it. I never remembered that until just 4 years ago. So that was a traumatic event. That's what a trauma bond is. And then my ass got chewed for that. I mean, I was ridiculed for it. And it was a very humiliating experience. I mean, I had to walk out of the stadium downstairs by myself as a senior in high school captain of my team. It was a very, very challenging situation. And it led to affecting the rest of my basketball career. I went off to college. I had a chip on my shoulder. And I never lived my potential because I avoided being the best I could be. I had a chip on my shoulder. I was so pissed off. I didn't get a college scholarship where I wanted to go. I walked on to a junior college and then held that chip on my shoulder, blamed the coach in junior college for not playing me, when reality, it was my responsibility. That was one of the biggest sabotages of my career, my life. And then there's a multitude of other stories. Drug addiction, drug dealing. I avoided life. I avoided having a real career because I thought I could do it the other way. And it took me till 31 years old to get clean and sober, to start over and stop avoiding life. If you're emotionally addicted to a set of feelings, if you have addiction challenges, you're going to be avoiding. You're avoiding success. You're avoiding failure. You're avoiding engaging in life. You're avoiding being your best self. And that's what most of society is. If you're on this Facebook Live today, congratulations, because you're not avoiding. You're actually engaging. So in the other side of avoiding is execute. So when you begin to execute, so you prepare and you execute, then you start to create results. And when you start to create results and you create them back to back, the results can begin to compound. One of the main reasons that people seldom make it in real estate, network marketing, direct sales, any leverage business, owning a business from the comfort of their home, owning a small business, is they have anxiety about the possibility of, and that becomes a story, the possibility of prospecting, the possibility of communicating with someone, the possibility of being rejected, the possibility of being abandoned, the possibility of failing, the possibility of succeeding. Oh my God. What happens if I succeed? I have to be responsible. And this is why so many people avoid. I could clean the garage out, but once I get it cleaned out, how do I know that it's not going to fill back up? So fuck it. I'm just going to leave it set like that. That's what avoiders do. Avoiders are chronic excuse makers. They chronically create excuses. And if this is you, what you learn to do is you own it. So if you are carrying excess weight, you're carrying excess debt, excess, whatever your excess is, own the fact of who you are and why you do this. And if you're willing to really take step up into the courage is required. When you access the courage to change, you've changed your energy. I coached a woman right before this call. It was amazing her shift in energy. She was in a very low vibration. By the end of the call, I had her saying, I'm a closer, I'm a closer. And I would ask these questions, and her answer was, I'm a closer, I'm a closer. And you could just feel her vibration raising up in her body, I'm a closer. I told her that my boat was called the Producer. I've also had a license plate on one of my cars that said the Closer. So closing is an identity, closing is a finish, is finishing. Procrastination is starting or not starting and not finishing. When you become a closer and become a finisher, then you'll start to see projects come to completion. When you're an avoider, you have these open loops out here, these open loops of unfinished products, projects. When you're a starter and not a finisher, you become a disappointer because you have all this shit all around you and you're not finishing them. And that's what keeps most people overwhelmed. I don't know where to start. And one of the main reasons that people have challenges finishing is they're too guilty. Guilt has been placed on them by someone else. Shame is internalized, and they're too guilty and too ashamed to change the identity. And that's why so many people hold on to being emotionally addicted to a set of feelings. And if you're in a place where the pain is great enough, then reach out to me. Reach out to me with a message. If you've been a former client, reach out to me. Ask me more about what coaching value I have for you. If you're not an existing client, you want to find out more about my coaching, how I can assist you with letting go of your chronic avoiding. Avoiding is an effect, not a cause. The cause is versed in events that shape these feelings that we hold on to. They're called trauma bonds, panic patterns. And they come from narcissistic, passive-aggressive perpetrators and violators. And we've been traumatized and victimized and taken advantage of, abused, neglected, any multitude of situations that we continue to hold on to. And if you are no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings, then you can begin the let-go process. Letting go is a skill. It's the separation of a feeling and an event. When you are no longer in the trauma bonds, the panic patterns. A panic pattern means you're in fight or flight. A, of panic pattern is what so many people hold on to. They hold on to the same set of feelings over and over, recreating the same situation to fulfill a neurochemical craving that they are emotionally addicted to, which leads to disappointment, which is a payoff. The pain is great enough. When the pain is great enough, you don't have to be at rock bottom for the pain to be great enough, although that is where a lot of us end up, rock bottom. But you can be right here in the middle today, or wherever you are, and you can commit to this process. The commitment process is a day at a time, and it means that you start to do back to back. And just like Jennifer said, you find joy and bliss. But if you're in a forced situation, you can't force yourself to be sober. It does not happen like that. It comes from a surrender stage. Those of you who are experiencing sobriety of a day, a week, a month, or a year, those of you who have committed to your own sobriety, you have a sobriety date. It means that you have a date that you chose as your sobriety date, and you begin to change your behavior. You can always tell the difference between someone who is sober and someone who is living sobriety versus someone who's talking about it. People who live sobriety have a sober date. People who are talking about sobriety, they don't remember their sober date because they're not sober. I mean, it's in a gray world, it comes black and white. You can tell, well, it was a few months ago. Well, what the fuck does that mean? It doesn't mean anything because it has no clarity. So when you're committed, you have a commitment date. So Josh just posted his commitment date. So when you're committed, you're letting go of being interested. When you're committed, you're serious. When you're committed, there's no more cheat days. Let's see, 33 in this broadcast. Thank you, James. That is awesome. So if you're posting like a sober date, that is amazing because that means you actually have committed to the process. That means you're not avoiding it. And this is why so many people stay addicted to a set of feelings, because they avoid letting go. Their mouth moves and they talk like they're committed, but they're not, because you can tell by their results. You can see by the way they live. You can see by the way they communicate. You can just feel it. You can sense it. You can see the person who's in peace and who's in a relaxed body versus someone who's JoJo the Indian circus boy, who's in this fight or flight situation, and they keep holding on to the same situation to fulfill the same set of feelings. Every Sunday night at 9:30 Eastern, Scott Lucas, myself, Aaron Knight host Sobriety Consciousness. We had 32 people on Saturday night. We would love to have you join us. That's every Sunday night, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time on Clubhouse. We would love to have you join us. It's a sober community that fosters 12 steps of multiple addictions. So if you're there, so 4 + 4 = 18, 4 years just passed. Congratulations, Scott. That is awesome. So if you're on today's Facebook Live and you would like to speak to me, you're a former client and you'd like to speak to me, or you've never coached me before, reach out and I will get back to you. Thank you. Thank you, Aaron. Appreciate it. Aaron, your picture looks amazing. I had the privilege of coaching Aaron Knight this morning. Aaron, go ahead and post your call on Sunday nights. Josh Morin, go ahead and post your call on Wednesdays. I believe, Josh, you have a Wednesday call for personal development and self-improvement that's generic. And on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Aaron Knight hosts a meditation on Clubhouse Live. It's right before our Sobriety Consciousness call. So once again, I'm going to go ahead and let you go here this afternoon. Have a great afternoon, everyone. I will be back here tonight at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Tell yourself that you're a recovering avoider, recovering procrastinator, and have a great afternoon. Lynette, good to see you. Scott Bertha, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for all the kind words, everyone. I do appreciate them and the loves and likes. Jennifer, good to see you. Go ahead, Josh. You did post. Mike Green, thank you for telling me I rock. You rock, Mike. And we can now fly again mask-free. Outstanding. Have a great afternoon.